With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The jury in a civil defamation trial is ordering the former president to pay over $83 million. President Trump has maintained his innocence throughout the trial and will probably appeal the verdict. A video being shared on social media is being denounced by the woman's legal team. It involves an episode of Law and Order where a person describes a sexual scenario exactly like the one claimed by the woman in the case, down to the exact location. The episode aired before the alleged incident occurred. President Trump said he never met the woman who, in an interview with Anderson Cooper, said that she believed rape was sexy. The Biden administration is providing an update on the situation regarding an Israeli hostage abducted by Hamas terrorists October 7th. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is pressing ahead in hopes of getting most hostages away from terror group Hamas.
We're hopeful about the progress, but I do not expect, we should not expect, any imminent developments. And I certainly won't get into negotiating here from the podium or speculate about possible outcomes. Suffice it to say that at every level, from the president right on down, we're doing everything we can to bring these moms and dads, sons and daughters, brothers and sisters back home to their families.
Also at SRNnews.com, pro-energy Democrat Joe Manchin of West Virginia is vowing to investigate the president's decision to block new exports of liquid natural gas. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Manchin says LNG exports play a vital role in the U.S. economy and for U.S. allies seeking alternatives to Russian natural gas. He also says the administration's halt on new export approvals appears to be motivated not by the facts but by politics. The administration confirms it will halt the export permit approvals while it investigates the impact of those exports on emissions and domestic energy prices. Bob Agner reporting.
This is SRN News. The Military Religious Freedom Foundation defends Satan.
Under pressure from that organization, a supervisor at the Veterans Benefits Administration has agreed to remove a sign from her desk that bore the words, quote, "Not today, Satan, not today." The foundation claims the sign is offensive to veterans who might worship Satan and would therefore constitute a violation of their religious freedom. The person who lodged the complaint with the foundation calls the sign an example of Christian supremacy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group of veterans claiming to be the opposite sex file a lawsuit to force the Department of Veteran Affairs to pay for and provide them with sex change operations. The Transgender American Veterans Association wants to compel the VA to codify in its regulations the verbal assurances the department made years ago that it would begin providing the surgeries at taxpayer expense. The transgender activists first petitioned for the rule change in 2016. This is SRN News. Stocks weakened to end the week on a mixed note.
Wall Street closed its latest winning week with a mixed finish as drops for technology stocks dragged on the market. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% Friday. It's the first decline for the index after setting record highs for the five straight days that passed. The Dow rose 60 points. That's about 0.2%. The weakness for tech stocks dragged the NASDAQ composite down 0.4%. Intel helped undercut stocks of semiconductor companies following their latest forecasts for upcoming revenue. Treasury yields rose modestly after another report suggested that inflation is cooling even while the economy keeps powering higher. Seth Sutel, New York.
Officials say the 100 people confirmed dead from the Lahaina wildfire disaster have been identified. The Maui Police Department, which has been working with different agencies to search through remains and provide official identifications, made the announcement Friday. It comes after a 70-year-old woman was formally identified this week. More at SRNnews.com.